Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Yona from Family First Care. Is this Bianca?
Yes, this is her.
Okay, so we just got off the phone with PA Health and Wellness. So PA Health and Wellness is stating that the client is going to stay with Red Lion and we cannot service. So it's just a little bit odd because we've been obviously dealing with UPMC and with PA Health and Wellness now for 6 weeks trying to get an authorization. But according to both of them now, Red Lion has serviced her the entire time. Are you aware of that?
No, they just told me that today too.
I'm sorry?
I wasn't aware of that too. That's what I was working for, Family Dog, for Family First. And we were, because I received a paycheck from you guys and I had a schedule. I don't know where Red Lion came in at. I didn't know anything about Red Lion until Red Lion contacted me.
When was that?
I think, the day before yesterday?
Okay, so Red Lion is claiming that they've billed and serviced since August 1st.
No, they didn't say that.
I'm telling you what the insurance told us.
That they got billed?
That they billed and serviced since August 1st.
So that means they got, but he did, he showed me, he sent me text messages to show me that, like, it wasn't nothing on the board. And I talked to the insurance company, and I talked to PHA Health and Wellness and AmeriChoice, and they said that nothing was billed from Red Lion, from nobody.
So the representative from PHA Health and Wellness that just called us said that Red Lion has billed from the first, therefore we would not be getting the case. They also said that Stephanie is officially discharged from us.
Okay, but what does that have to do with my pay?
Because we never received an authorization and the client is transferred to a different agency effective 6 weeks ago.
When was she? No, she was not transferred to another agency 6 weeks ago. She was with Family First 6 weeks ago.
So as of August 1st, she was no longer with us.
No, she was with y'all.
Not according to the insurance.
Not according to the insurance, but according to y'all.
I don't understand. The insurance is the one that decides where the client is placed. I mean, the client is the one that decides, but without the insurance is the one that that authorizes it.
Yes, and the insurance was contacting you guys about the pay. I was still scheduled. I was still clocking into XHA Plus. I was still talking to Valerie and Sarah every day about my pay. But I want somebody to tell me that then. All the circles we went around, all the people we called, all the insurance people that I referenced to, and now here it is, you're telling me that Stephanie wasn't insured by, she wasn't, so who was I working for on August the 1st?
Apparently, Stephanie was transferred to Red Lion as of August 1st with UPMC.
No. How is that? How is that if I get a paycheck from y'all?
Well, again, you haven't gotten a paycheck since as of August 1st because of that.
No, I haven't gotten a check since August 8th.
Correct, because remember, August 8th is you get paid from the week prior, right?
Right. And there wasn't nothing in there that said that she was transferred from Red Lion. They said that her service stopped from Red Lion 7/24. That's what they said. And then it picked up with your guys, and then they said she switched it again back to AmeriChoice. And then when she went from AmeriChoice,
7/24 is when we started.
Exactly, and that's when Red Lion ended.
Right, but apparently as of August 1st, they resumed, and that is based on what the insurance is saying is that was the request of the client.
I'm not disputing that that was the request of the client. What I'm saying to you is I was still under you guys' umbrella. I was still on you guys' payroll.
Not as of August 1st.
How was I not on your payroll as of August 1st?
Because Stephanie had transferred to a different agency.
She didn't transfer to a different agency. She was still with y'all.
Again, as per the insurance, that's not true.
I just talked to the insurance lady from PHA Health and Wellness.
So did I.
So why are the channels crossed? See, this is the miscommunication that has been going
Again,
on.
We can't do anything without insurance authorization.
But y'all have the authorization now. Have you talked to any of your workers? Y'all
yes, we received the authorization this morning, and then we received a call 5 minutes ago that we are not allowed to bill, and they're canceling it.
That y'all not allowed to bill. Y'all not allowed to bill for what? For work that I've done with y'all?
So, not for us. For whatever agency Stephanie was with.
I'm just gonna file a complaint with the state because I don't understand how I was employed by y'all and didn't get paid.
You can file with the state. That's fine, but it has nothing to do with us.
This is a tragedy because you are the one that ensured me that it would be taken care of, right? And
correct.
Now here it is. You don't want to take responsibility for you guys' mishap.
I don't understand responsibility. If Stephanie transferred to a different agency, Stephanie transferred to a different agency.
No, she did not. Then I bet you when we call tomorrow, they're going to say something different.
My information is not made up. It's from the insurance. The insurance is the one saying she's transferred to Red Lion.
No, I'm not saying she's not transferred to the Red Lion. But she didn't get transferred to Red Lion until September the 12th.
You might want to call the insurance again because the insurance just called us and said that they are removing all authorizations from us as of 8-1.
As of 8-1. So now what, Red Lion pay me?
Red Lion is now, based on what they just told us, Red Lion has to pay you from 8-1.
Y'all agency told me that early this morning, some employee from here, and I talked to the lady for a whole hour. I got my reference number and everything. And now she told me I didn't have to. She said because during that time, from 8, what she say? She said from 9-1, yep, from 9-1 to 9-12, Stephanie was with family first.
That's what the insurance told us yesterday. They called us today and said Red Lion said that they are servicing actively and have never stopped, and therefore they were going to be billing, and they're removing our authorization.
Okay, but understand what I'm saying. Stephanie was still under y'all service from September the 1st to September the 12th.
Not according to the insurance.
Well, what was she without? She was without service.
Red Lion has the authorization currently.
They do. I know they have the. I understand that Red Lion has the authorization currently, right? But prior to Red Lion having it today, Family First had it before them.
When?
From September the 1st to September the 12th.
Okay. I want to give you a specific breakdown of the events that happened. First, you transferred to us as of 7/24. Okay,
oh,
as of 8-1, they switched insurances,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
When they switched insurances, she was transferred back to Red Lion.
Okay.
Now, that's UPMC, Red Lion. Then she transferred back to PA Health and Wellness and also was still with Red Lion when she transferred back to PA Health and Wellness on 9-1. On 9/15, which was yesterday, we received a call that Red Lion is not servicing and therefore they're switching the authorization to us and we can bill from 9-1. That's what the authorizations department at PA Health and Wellness told me directly on the phone yesterday. So we said, great. I told Valeria or Sarah, whoever called you, either Valeria or Sarah, and we put in a schedule from 9-1 and on. 5 minutes ago, or now it's 10 minutes ago, PA Health and Wellness, the SC, called, not the authorization department, the service coordinator called and said, Red Lion has informed that they never stop servicing and therefore PA Health and Wellness is removing our authorizations and we do not have the client, effective 8-1. So they went back and forth. Red Lion now is going to have authorization straight through.
Okay, so I should be taken up from 9-1 to 9-12 with Red Lion.
That is as per the insurance, yes, as per Stephanie's request.
And so what do I do about the whole month of August?
So again, Red Lion claims that they were servicing. We still, to this day, do not have any, we don't have Stephanie's file in the system at all for August. We have it for the end of July, and we have it in September without an authorization. For the UPMC file for August, we've never received.
Right, because she didn't. She transferred the UMPC. It was priced for like a week, and then she changed over again back to the
HM. Right, but when she did that, she also went back to Red Lion.
I don't know. I'm not sure about Red Lion.
I'm telling you what the insurance told me. This is what the official record says, that Red Lion had her since August 1st.
That Red Lion had her since August 1st. Okay. So the screenshot that he sent me must have just been, they must have been fraudulent then. Because
what screenshot that who sent you?
That Red Lion sent me, because I asked him that.
I can't speak to that. I have no idea. I can just tell you what the insurance said. Again, we want to bill. We want to, right? The way billing works is we bill the insurance, we pay the aid, and then 3 to 4 weeks later, the insurance pays us. That's how health insurance works in any health insurance. When you bill insurance, you bill, and then they reimburse you whenever, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. It takes usually 3 to 4 weeks. If we don't bill, we don't get paid. Now, the billing also creates a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't bill, we can't make a paycheck because there's no bill.
Right.
So it's in our best interest to bill. The reason that we've called dozens of times the insurance, multiple office employees at my agency has called, is because we were under the impression that we were the only servicing agency. According to the service coordinator, Stephanie's history shows Red Lion has had her since August 1st. And is continuing to service now, present, actively. So Red Lion is, if you weren't paid, then Red Lion's playing monkey games. Let me just check something, because as far as I'm aware, I want to see if Red Lion is the one that was in the news the other day.
In the news?
Yeah. Home Care PA. Red Lion, Home Care News.
Oh, my God. Oh, right. I don't want all this.
Is that, yeah, it was from 2022.
I don't know. Maybe I can look into it once I'm off the phone, but. Why would they still? Wouldn't that be fraud if they. She wasn't getting.
Sounds like it, yeah.
She wasn't getting service from them, though. And if they billed the insurance people, then. This is so sexy. They saying, hey, y'all got to bill them. Y'all saying that they got to bill them. It's like, who is the go between person?
The service coordinators at the MCOs are the primary people that authorize agencies. So whoever her service coordinator was at UPMC and whoever her service coordinator currently is at PA Health and Wellness. The PA Health and Wellness one is going to be a lady.
Lizette Diaz?
Doesn't even say on the authorization. It says PA Health Management is the company that's servicing.
But they gave me a Lizette Diaz this morning. I'm exhausted from all this. Sorry.
Well, you know, again, if this is actual fraud, then, you know, I feel bad. I believe that Red Lion was indicted in 2022.
Indicted?
I believe so, but I don't. I want to just find the article. Red Lion.
How are they still active?
They lost a lot of their. They lost most of their business. They used to be one of the biggest in the state.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see here.
And I asked them straight up. I said, "Did you bill?" I said, they said that you were supposed to pay me. I said, did you bill the insurance company? please let me know.
Red Lion Home Care. Red Lion Home Care was ordered to pay $2.8 million in back wages in 2022. You can Google it. A federal lawsuit because they were stealing money from their aides. I don't know if that has anything to do with this or not.
Oh, my God.
But Red Lion Home Care in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lower Merion based. It's in the in Lower Merion?
Yep.
Yeah, you can Google it.
Yep.
Just Google Red Lion $2.8 million. It'll come right up. Again, I'm not speaking to anything currently. This is from 2.5 years ago, but they had to pay 491 employees they stole overtime hours from. So is there more monkey business? Maybe. I don't know. 2.8 is not a mistake. That means that they were doing things illegally.
But it's funny that he did say that he would be able to pay me from September the 1st up to the 12th. He did say that. He said if I got my GED tested, he would be able to pay me from September the 1st to September the 12th. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah, we actually got a lot of clients from them back in 2022 because what happened was they simply weren't paying overtime after 40 hours. They were just paying regular. And they owed 491 aides overtime, and it was almost $3 million they had ordered to pay. They also lost their Keystone First contract, which is still the biggest contract in Philadelphia area. And all of their clients that were from Keystone were taken. So that's what happened with Red Lion. I don't know if this has anything to do with that. I don't know if it's new owners. I have no idea. But But there is definitely there is definitely what to talk about with Red Lion. They're well known in the state with having
bad
practice. Now, I don't know if this is a problem or not, but if they can't prove that they paid you, then they have a serious problem. Because if they're billing one of the only things that a owner or administrator can go to jail for in home care is billing insurance without paying an aide. It's Medicaid fraud straight up, and it's jail time. So it's very, very hard to go to jail as a home care office employee. That's one of the very few things you can do to do it. So if that's the case, they can be in a lot of trouble. But but according to the insurance, she's been with Red Lion for weeks.
Okay.
Over a month. That's what they said. Now, I'm not sure how PA Health and Wellness could know that, because UPMC and PA Health and Wellness are different companies. But when PA Health and Wellness received Stephanie back, Red Lion was the active servicer, which means Red Lion was also the active servicer in August. So you probably should have Stephanie called UPMC and see if Red Lion billed them in August. Because if they did and you weren't paid, there's only two possibilities. She has another aide working when you're not there, or they're defrauding you and the state. That's the only way that could happen. If Red Lion billed for Stephanie in August, we didn't. I could show you a red screen of billing straight from HHA. You can come into the office and look at my computer. I invite you in anytime. You're in Lancaster. It's a bit far. But
yeah.
I can do a Zoom with a screen share with you. I'd be very, very happy to show you. I'm serious. I'm not going to send you no screenshots. I want to show you my computer. But we never billed or had any authorizations for August. And if Red Lion did bill in August and you weren't paid and they billed with you as the aide, because you do have to identify the aide, then they are defrauding you and the state.
And I guess it would be the old tactics, right?
This is much worse than undercompensating an employee. Just withhold, to not pay you overtime is a labor law violation.
Right.
But it's still technically a financial problem, not necessarily a legal problem.
Right.
It's a labor law violation.
Right.
This is Medicaid fraud. That's jail.
This is jail. Like, you defraud the state. Come on.
So I have to work with the information I have. This is all the information I have. This is the information and authorizations are given to us. I have shared with you everything we know, but without access to the insurance's systems, I can't tell you more. What I would, the next step I would do is have Stephanie call UPMC or former insurance and find out who billed for her, if anyone billed for her in the month of August. Whoever billed for her in the month of August, they should also have billed with a caregiver assigned to the visit. And
right.
And
that's how
if you're on it and you weren't paid, that's fraud.
No, I know I wasn't on it. So I'm
I believe you. I feel terrible. But again, we never received it, and we didn't. I cannot tell you how many hours were put into trying to fix this.
I know. It's been countless hours. It's been a whole month and a half almost.
I'm sorry. You can call us anytime. Let us know if there's anything we could do. But right now, PF Amalis has informed us that we're officially done, and Red Lion is currently active as of 9/1. So with PA Health and Wellness, with the UPMC in August, you have to have Stephanie call them. They won't even talk to us because we were never authorized. We were never given the client from UPMC.
Okay. I didn't even know UPMC was involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, UPMC was from August when she switched insurances.
Okay.
I believe it. Oh, no. Was it Caritas or was it UPMC?
AmeriHealth? AmeriHealth, I think.
It was AmeriHealth? So then I apologize for saying UPMC. That's the other insurance. So then it was AmeriHealth.
Yeah.
So, you know, give AmeriHealth a call and talk to, you could talk to any participant, you know, you call on the participant line. You can Google it, just AmeriHealth CHC participant line, and say, this is, I am so-and-so. I was a client of AmeriHealth until September 1st. And we have a big problem, and we're trying to get some information about who builds my services for what. They'll give it to her.
Okay.
They won't give it to me because I was never authorized. I'm just somebody from outside calling and asking for information, and someone who's not officially – I'm not officially allowed to get that information.
Right.
Yeah. I would do more if I could.
I appreciate it.
No problem. So be well. Let us know if there's anything we can do.
I will, hon. Thank you so much.
You got it.